AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The engineer at the controls when a speeding Amtrak train jumped the tracks in Philadelphia doesn't remember the accident, according to his lawyer. Brandon Bastian suffered a concussion in the crash, says the attorney, and has 15 staples in his head. He had not been drinking, nor had he been doing drugs, says the lawyer. Investigators say they haven't spoken to Bastian yet. They're giving him some time to recover from the crash that killed 7 people and injured more than 200 others. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt told CBS This Morning.
We're not casting any judgment calls at this point right now. We want to talk to this person and find out what his perspective was.
He says if a safety system called positive train control had been installed on that track, it would have automatically slowed the train as it took the curve where it derailed.
Positive train control is exactly what would have prevented this crash. This is something that's been mandated by Congress to be installed by the end of this year. It's designed to form redundancy for human error.
Investigators say the train was going 106 miles per hour as it ran off the rails in that curve in Philadelphia. The speed limit there is 50 miles per hour. There's been another arrest in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, in connection with the killings of 2 police officers there. 29-year-old Pete Franklin is charged with obstruction of justice, though authorities are not saying anything more at the moment. He is the 5th person arrested in this investigation. No more spring break drinking on the beach in Panama City Beach, Florida. Earlier this year, 7 partiers were shot and a woman sexually assaulted on the beach during spring break. Now the city council has banned beach drinking during the month of March. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. The wider 4-week average is down to the lowest level since 2000. This is AP Radio News. The Australians are accusing Johnny Depp of smuggling his Yorkshire Terriers into Australia on his private jet as he arrived to film the 5th installment of his Pirates of the Caribbean movie series. The Australian Agriculture Minister is Barnaby Joyce.
John Christopher Depp, 51 years old, otherwise aka Jack Sparrow, and he has decided to bring into our nation 2 dogs without actually getting the proper certification and the proper permits required.
And the penalty is pretty stiff for the dogs.
Mr. Depp has to either take his dogs back to California or we're going to have to euthanize them.
He talked to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. He said if movie stars can break the law, then everybody can break the law. Here in the States, a man's been cited after throwing a tantrum, say authorities, when he couldn't get mac and cheese at a Pennsylvania Turnpike restaurant. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.